Even the dead can't escape local bureaucracy in the city of Victoria. A wind phone, near Clover Point, offering a unique opportunity for folks to speak to people in their lives who have died, has been removed by the city because it did not have the correct permissions. The organizers are welcome to reach out to our events team and submit a special event permit application if they would like this display to continue, said Colleen Mycroft, manager of media relations. According to the city's website, a special event permit application should be made at least 4 weeks in advance, with proof of a $5 million general liability insurance policy. The city also has other programs such as Victoria at Dusk, where this would be a welcome addition to that event, as well as the vacant storefront program, as a couple of examples, continued Mycroft. The wind phone concept was created by Japanese architect Itaru Sasaki in 2010, as a way to cope with his cousin's death. The idea is simple. A disconnected phone offers a way to reconnect with a lost loved one by making a call free to say whatever is in your heart. Nearly 450 wind phones now exist across the world, according to the My Wind Phone website, including one in Greater Victoria's Royal Oak Burial Park and another hidden in the trails of Sooks William Simmons Park. It was mid-July when the wind phone first appeared at its Dallas Road location. The installation included a vintage rotary phone atop a side table, a chair and a quiet view, the setup next to the ocean inviting reflection. For those unable to speak, a journal and pen gave their grief another voice. "The telephone link isn't connected, but your head is," read the phone's instructions. "It is connected by love, memories and longing, and the wind knows the way. There is no right or wrong way to use a wind phone. You can talk, cry, whisper or sit in silence. It is a space to be with your thoughts, your feelings and the ones you miss." News of the pop-up wind phone garnered praise from locals online. "I stopped and left a message about my brother. I really miss him," said one person on Facebook. "First time seeing this idea," said another. "Would be beneficial for a child missing a lost relative." To find out more about wind phones, visit www.mywindphone.com.